here at the Vatican yesterday, Pope Benedict XVI received the leader of the Taizé Ecumenical Monastic Community, Brother Alois, in private audience. Founded in 1940 on a rule of celibacy, simplicity, and community, the Taizé community has developed a distinctive manner of prayer and a spirituality that draws more than 100,000, mostly young people, for retreats at the home monastery each year. Brother Alois spoke with Irene Lagan about the attraction Taizé has for youth from around the world.
I think many young people are searching for a meaning in their life. And they don't find it easily today, yes. In former times, the meaning was given like through traditions, no? You'd followed a tradition and you felt this is the meaning of your life. But today people have to decide for the meaning of their life and to find it in a very personal way. And this is more difficult, but it's also a great chance for the church to accompany young people. And I think it's to accompany them. They come to Taizé for 1 week and we pray with them. We have Bible meetings. We listen to them. We have personal encounters. And like this, we can tell them, go back to your local church. We don't want to create a Taizé movement where people belong to. It's only our community. And we are a monastic community. That's it. We welcome the young people in Taizé. But we also go with them on a pilgrimage of trust.